Someone is goodness and mercy. Can we say that together? And I can assure you, I had a different sermon. I had a different plan. I woke up this morning and God changed it. So you have to understand that God has this sermon today is bespoke. It's for today and it's for you. And the Holy Spirit wanted to really say this to you today. And he changed my sermon one night. And that's fine. I told the Holy Spirit, that's fine. You can always change my sermon. I don't mind. The only problem is that when you change my sermon, you need to show me where to preach from. And he did. Amen. Goodness and what? And mercy. Psalm 103. Can I have a man in the house to read? Psalm 103, verse 1. Let's take it in bits and pieces. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5 first. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. A man? Yes. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. New King James Version or New Living. Whichever one you want.
New King James. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen. Amen. Can you just pass it to your wife to read our version, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, ESV, hopefully.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen. And as you were reading that, I saw the difference. He said, who redeems your life from what? The pit. Amen. Sometimes in life you feel that you've dug yourself into what? A hole. And you can't come out. Amen. Even your best effort. You know, it's like there are some particular pits that the more you try, the more you sink. Yeah? But it's the God who redeems your life from the pit. You know why he does it? Because he's good. Because he's merciful. It's the mercy of God. Without the mercy of God, nobody will stand. Nobody. Nobody. That's why when you make it eventually to heaven, and I pray that you make it to heaven. Say, I pray that I make it to heaven. It's not for granted. Yeah? Bible says it will endure to the end. With what? You must follow it through to the end. Amen? But even when you make it, it's still the mercy of God. When the Bible says his mercies never come to an end, the meaning is that even you being in heaven is God's mercy that made it possible. Amen? It's his mercy. It's his goodness. Hallelujah. We are standing because of his mercy. Because he's a good God. He's a good, good Father. He's a good, good what? Father. By reason of his mercy, he redeems your life from the pit. There are things that happen in life, yeah, that could have crushed you. He crushed other people. Hallelujah. He crushed what? Other people. You know, end of 2022, I was in hospital. Yeah? So I spent like 9 days in hospital. Someone else could have gone and in the aftermath is just their life has changed for the worse forever. Hallelujah. But he redeemed my life from what? From the pit. Hallelujah. It's his mercy. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. He's a faithful what? He's a God. He's a good Father. And I was explaining earlier, I said the first thing you want to thank God for in your life is the forgiveness of your sin. Hallelujah. You can never draw near to God if your sins, every day you sin. Yeah? And some days you sin more than others. Yeah? I'm talking to Christians. Now, if you're not a believer, you're a professional sinner. You are sanctified. Hallelujah. You don't have any portion in the kingdom. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about even when you're a child of God, because you are still living in the flesh. The flesh is mortal. The flesh is mortal. The only thing mortal is weak. It can sin. But thank God, because 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us that what? If we confess our sin, is what? He's faithful and just. To what? To forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Righteousness is not possible without the blood that cleanses you from unrighteousness. And so, yes, you're in Christ. You've come into righteousness. But the way to maintain righteousness is that when you sin, don't let it linger. Even for a moment. Run to God and say, Lord, I missed it. I what? I missed it. I messed up. Forgive me. And the Bible says that if you do that genuinely, yeah, He is faithful. Hallelujah. He can be trusted to forgive you. Yeah? And to give you a second chance. And a third chance. And a billion chances. You know, God doesn't just give you second chances. He's giving you a billion. Hallelujah. He's a good, good God. And He will cleanse you from all around. Let me explain the meaning of cleansing. You see, when you sinned and you done wrong, yeah? Even if you know that God has forgiven you, you can still carry the guilt about. Yeah? God has forgiven you, but you still feel bad. You feel unworthy. You feel that you cannot come into His presence. Yeah? You feel that you cannot come into what? His presence. 2 weeks ago, we did about the prodigal son. And the prodigal son, he sinned, of course. He went away. And after he came back to his senses, what did that tell you? Now, if you are sinning, you are what? If you are a believer and you are sinning, what are you? You are somewhat out of your senses. I'm talking about the rebellious kind. I'm not talking about the fact that you just sinned a bit, but you sinned and you let it linger for long without repenting. You are out of what? Your senses. But when he came to his senses, he said to himself, say, you know, I will go to my father. He has planned this move. And I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven. And it's in the Bible, written like that. Yeah? I am no longer worthy to be called what? Your son. Take me as one of your hired servants. That's his manifesto. That's his plan. So he follows the plan and he gets to the Father. And he starts saying, you can go back to his story. You'll see there. Luke chapter 15. And he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Again, I'm no longer worthy to call your son. Father stops him. Stop! He doesn't let him complain. The father is not going to let him say, take me as one of your hired servants. Because when you repent, you can be restored. Hallelujah. You can be restored back into your identity as a son, as a daughter of God. That's the meaning of being cleansed from unrighteousness. You can take your place back in His presence, because that's where He wants you to be. He wants you to be where? In His presence. He doesn't want you to relate to with Him as a hired servant. He wants you to carry the identity of sonship. That's the meaning of the fact that He forgives all your sin. Isn't that a good God? It's a good Father. Is the God who heals all your diseases? You can't expect God to heal you. What did I say? You can't expect God to heal you. It's to the limit of your faith. Hallelujah. All the things they were saying in the hospital, you know, these are your, everything is reversing. Hallelujah. Even one of the nurses that trained in the hospital, I brought her to church. To disciple her. Amen. God can reverse. You can go through a hard time, and God can walk through that time, a bigger testimony in your life. There are things in life that you can't explain. Yeah? There are things in life that you cannot undo. If you could undo everything in life and explain everything in life, you are God. If you can predetermine your whole life and fix every detail of your life, you become God. So there are things that will happen that are beyond you that just reminds you of your mortality. Hallelujah. Sometimes God lets those things happen so it just reminds you that you're a human being. You are not a superman. Amen? So that God can continue to retain his place. Yeah? He is the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. He's the sovereign. There are things that you will never understand. Yeah? On this side of eternity. But you can trust God that he is good. Hallelujah. I may not understand what I'm going through, but I understand that God is good. Amen? And because I understand that God is good, I can trust him through my hard time. I can lean upon him. I can build upon his love. Hallelujah. I can build my life what? Upon his faithfulness. Even though I walk through what? The valley, the dark, a version calls it the dark sunless valley. Hallelujah. Where there's no light, yeah? Where there's no way, I can lean upon his faithfulness. Hallelujah. I can bring up my smartphone and play, all my life, you have been what? Even things are hard, because God is what? God is faithful. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you. And I what? Or forsake you. You know what that means? I'm committed. God's commitment to walk in your life is never under doubt. Hallelujah. God, yeah? When it comes to commitment, God is never late. He's always on time. If God says, you are mine, you are mine. He's there for you. You can walk away. And we do. You can go your own way. And we do. In fact, there are times you go your own way and you are blaming God. Why did you allow this to happen? And because God is a wise father, he doesn't reply you. Because if he wanted to give advice, but you went your own way. I told you, but you said you prefer this one. You with me? Yeah? But it's still merciful. Even despite whether you went your own way, it still makes a way. Hallelujah. It still what? Makes a way. Because he is gracious. Psalm 103 verse 8. Let's read it. Psalm 103 verse 8. Psalm 103 verse 8. Who has my mic? Yes, let's go to someone else. Let's go this way. Psalm 103 verse 8. Anyone here? Yes. Psalm 103 verse 8. Let's take 2-3 versions.
The Lord is merciful.
The Lord is merciful. Continue.
And gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
Hallelujah. Do you know what it means when the Bible says the Lord is slow to anger? Anybody? I want to preach today. Because I don't have time. I don't want to interact too much. I just want to give it to you. What does it mean to say that the Lord is slow to anger? Yes, I can take that question. Let's just take that question. The Lord is slow. My natural style. The Lord is slow to anger. What does it mean? The Lord is slow to anger.
He understands and is very patient.
He understands and is patient. More? More? I'm just looking for more imaginative answers. It's a good answer. The Lord is slow to anger.
I think I'll say in one sense that he gives us a long rope.
I like that. It's a long rope. Any other imaginative answer? Second chance. Have you ever had a fly disturbing you and you got a fly sorter? Yeah? And then, zap! Well, Lord doesn't do that to you. Yeah? He will wait and give you many, 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 many before you get what you truly deserve. Hallelujah. And many times people say, I don't understand, but I see people complain and say, is this what I deserve? This is not what I deserve in life. I say, well, you don't know what you're saying. Do you know what you deserve? Yeah. You know what you deserve? You know, people talk about that, like, you know, like, you know, you don't deserve that. Who are you? If God gave you what you deserve, if God gave you what you deserve, for every time you did that selfish, took that selfish decision, every time you did not put Him first, every time you allowed lust in your heart, every time you opened your mouth and said rubbish, if God gave you the fly swatter treatment, yeah, you will not stand. Hallelujah. He's slow to what? Anger. And He's rich in what? In love. He gives you many chances. Hallelujah. He gives you what? Many chances. You know why? Because the Lord's mercy, it leads to repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord's mercy what? Leads to repentance. When you receive mercy, you can respond back in love. God wants you to come to a place whereby you truly love Him, because you now understand His character and you know that He is good. You know, so you want to worship this type of God. Yeah? Because He did not give you what you deserved. He gave you what you did not deserve. That is grace. Hallelujah. That's what? Grace. Mercy is God not giving you what you deserved. What's mercy? God not giving you what you deserve. That's mercy. If God gave you what you deserve, that's justice. You understand? But instead of justice, what does He give you? Mercy. But grace is God giving you what you did not deserve. Hallelujah. And He's both gracious and merciful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at some few more verses, then we'll bring it to a close. Verse 10. Yes? Who would like to read verse 10? Psalm 103, verse 10.
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
Hallelujah. You know, when you think about verse 10, let's have another version. What version was that?
New King James.
Okay, Psalm 103, verse 10. Another version? Yes. Yes, let's take it. NIV.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's gracious. Hallelujah. He's generous. He's what? He's generous. Hallelujah. But when you understand that verse, you know what it does to you? It should keep you humble. It should keep you humble. You should know. That's why you should not boast. That's why what? No boost. Because what you are boosting in, you thought you achieved it. Yeah? But if God just allowed just a tiny bit of something, a tiny screw along that walk to just be a little loose, if he didn't hold it, you thought you held it, yeah, but it was God that held it. And if you let it be the way it should be, then you will see that your achievement is not your achievement, it's His mercy. Hallelujah. So when you understand that, you stay humble. Even though you're achieving, you understand that this is not just my power. Hallelujah. It is His mercy. It is what? His mercy. Something that frightened somebody else, you went through it, you're standing. Yeah? You should be humble and give Him what? The glory. Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let me see who knows their Bible here. I'm going to quote the verse and tell me where I'm quoting from. He said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. The mighty man, let him not glory in his might. Anybody found it? It's in Jeremiah. I'm sure it's in Jeremiah. But let him that glories, glory in this thing, that he knows me and understands me. And it's a good moment to use your Google. Yes, thank you, sir. Did you find it? Where is that? Okay, let's read it. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse. Jeremiah 9, what? 23. Yes, who is ready? Jeremiah 9:23. Yes. Trying to distribute it. So, yeah. Jeremiah 9:23. Please follow in your Bible. Jeremiah 9:23.
This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches.
Please continue. 24.
But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth.
Hallelujah. He exercises kindness and what? And justice and what? And righteousness. Now, God, don't misunderstand that verse. He's not saying you should not be wise. Amen? He's just saying you should not take the glory. Yeah? You see, you can come to the front of the church like today and give thanks. You know, when my sister was giving a testimony, I felt so touched. When I was younger, I used to think I'm not emotional. But there's something about age, isn't it? That as you grow older, I don't know. I don't know if it applies to everybody yet. Okay. But I think I'm more emotional nowadays than when I was younger. So just give that testimony, you know. I felt emotional about it. How much more, my sister? Hallelujah. You can be wise, but understand that it's the goodness of God working in your life. Amen? You can be rich, but understand that you are not the source of that rich. That richness is God. So when you understand it, you're going to not only give glory to him, you're going to make it available for his own use. Hallelujah. It's not enough to come and thank God for something. That's stage one. But stage two is let God be part of that something. Hallelujah. Let God be part of it. If you're going to Canada, let God be part of what? That going. Don't go to Canada and forget God. Hallelujah. Let him remain at the center and live for his glory. Hallelujah. That's how to boast in the Lord. You boast in the Lord by keeping him at the center. Hallelujah. Remember that song said, Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my life, Jesus. Be the fire in my heart, be the wind in my soul, be the reason that I live, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 13 and 14. Let's read Psalm 103, 13 and 14. As we begin to bring the sermon to a close, I'll close this sermon within 5 minutes. Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14. Yes, who has it? Who would like to read it? Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14. Someone who has not read today? Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14. Yes, thank you. Psalm 103, verse 14 and 13 and 14.
The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust.
Hallelujah. The Lord knows, you know, like, either think you are strong, yeah? And then you see people go to something and you're like, you know what? I can do better than that. Yeah? I'm strong. It's because you've not met your match. The day you meet your match, you will know that you're not strong. Do you agree, Brother Nick? Think about wrestling, yeah? When you meet your match, you will know that it wasn't about you alone. Yeah? There are things in life that are stronger than everybody. They take the strongest person, they can cry when they meet something stronger than them. Hallelujah. So, and the reason is that you are mortal. And God knows. So even in your weaknesses, He can give you strength. Hallelujah. He can give you what? Strength. Even in your weaknesses. I know, to me that's reassuring. It means that I can cry to God. You can cry to God. There are times that your faith will work and produce results. There are other times it will not work. Because what you are facing is bigger than your faith. Hello? Are you with me? Let me just clarify that. There is little faith, there is big faith. But even the big faith can be little if it makes a bigger problem. You with me? When your faith is not working, you have to switch to the mercy of God. You cry. What do? Cry. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. It's in the Bible. Do you know who did that? Lambertius. They tried to stop him. The people that had faith. The disciples. You know, it's not what he said. He cried louder. Jesus, have mercy on me. Did he get his blessing? Oh, did. Hallelujah. When your faith is not working, it's trying to cry for what? Mercy. We call that supplication. Supplication is a cry for mercy. It's begging. It's a plea. It's a beg. You make supplication. Stay there. Continue to make what? Supplication. Make supplication. So you don't. The only qualification you need for supplication is that you know how to beg. Because supplication works on the principle of mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody can make supplication. Hallelujah. You're tagging into the mercy of God. And the Lord is merciful. I finish with this verse. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22. It says, it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions do not fail. They are what? New every morning. Great is your faith. Let's rise up. Let's rise. Just talk to God. Spoken a few things. Switch from my normal mood of preaching, teaching. But in those things, I want to believe that God has spoken to you. Even just one line or two lines. I want you to communicate to God. In the minimum, thank him for his goodness and his mercy over your life. That's why you're standing. You know? You've made journey. Sometimes I flip back and I remember some. I don't know whether you've had close shaves in your life. When I say close shaves, something could have gone wrong very badly. But just before it happens, God changed something. Yeah? You could have fallen in trouble, fallen into sin, fallen into, you know, disaster. But God changed something. Yeah? Or you went through a bad time, but it could have been worse. Give thanks and say, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy in my life. It's because of your mercy, Lord. It's because of your goodness. It's because of your faithfulness. Lord, it's all about you. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, you are the reason for my living. If we take you out, everything I have is nothing. Thank you. Because I can depend on you. I can trust in you. You are faithful. I can lean upon you. I can cry unto you. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his fears. That's Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that we'll continue to walk with you, to lean upon you, to trust in you. And to humble ourselves before you. Because we know that without you, we are nothing. Thank you because your faithfulness will see us through. Your faithfulness will take us home. In Jesus' name.